This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Walked on the play. Walked on the play. Jacob Kleiman outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Shoulders. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive, Shoulders. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. WMVS, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
From a noisy Fairlawn Jets High School gym, I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We've got high school basketball for you tonight in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fairlawn entertains Anna. These two teams are down in the SCAL standings, but still it's an important game. Each team with a win in league play. Up at the top, two clubs have three victories, Bodkins and Rushi. These two teams competing tonight. Anna and Fairlawn need a win to stay relevant in the Shelby County Athletic League boys race. Fairlawn 1-5 on the year. Anna 3-3. Fairlawn 1-3 in league action. Anna is 1-2. The Jets victory, the opening game over Houston by a final score of 47-44. Anna has also beaten Houston. Chuck, it's a pleasure to be here at Fairlawn. We are at side court. I'm at about the 45-yard line. You're at the 40. We've got great seats and a lot of blue, a lot of green here at the Jets gym tonight. It's always a colorful place, a noisy place,
yeah,
and a good vantage point place from which to watch a game.
Well, you know, they knew how big to make this gym because they know what their crowds are going to be.
Yep.
It's a beautiful blue and white combination. The court looks really nice. It is a fun place to come to, and they're really good to us when we come in.
So many thanks to the IT man here at Fairlawn, Aaron Cox. He set us up with the Ethernet port right in the floor,
yep,
about 4 or 5 feet to our right. Thanks to the new athletic director, Marissa Clark, Tom Clark's daughter, longtime coach at Sydney High School, was Tom. Hello, Tom, if you're listening. Thank you, Marissa, very much. And the new head high school basketball coach here at Fairlawn for boys, Dennis Davis. Thanks to him, a 1998 Fairlawn High School grad, has coached in various capacities on the boys and girls side since 1999, also facilitated the youth boys programs, and coordinated the five-star program, too, for about 7 years. His wife, Jackie, heads up the athletic boosters here at Fairlawn, and Dennis's sons, Dominic and Dalton, senior and freshman, respectively, play basketball here at Fairlawn. In fact, Dominic Davis is the leading scorer, just under 15 points a game, followed by Drew Westerbeck at 12. Of course, McCain Thickenbine leads the way for Anna at 25. We saw Fort Loramie hold him off at 26, and still Anna lost by 16, the, yeah, key for the Rockets. Others need to get into the act.
Well, this will be one of the few games where Grant Albers is going to be the biggest kid on the floor. And he's still got some football in him. I've seen him a couple of times now, and I think he's going to be okay, but right now he's still trying to get his basketball legs underneath him. But at 6'4", he will be the tallest kid out there.
You look down the Fairlawn Jets roster, you see Dominic Davis at 6 feet tall, Aiden Haynes, a sophomore, off the bench at 6'1", Logan Hollenbecker, a sophomore, off the bench at 6'2".
That's it.
That's the top heights for the Fairlawn Jets. It's a small club, a fairly inexperienced team. You look down through the roster, just a couple of seniors, no juniors, and the rest of the mix at the varsity level for Fairlawn, 9th and 10th graders.
Right. Well, I mean, they're rebuilding, and it's a nice thing to still have Dominic Davis out there. They've struggled some, obviously, but that kid's a heck of an athlete, and he's going to be able to just make them so they can stay in games and be competitive until these other young kids start rounding around and getting their feet wet in varsity basketball experience.
Yep. For 11-year head coach Nate Barhorst at Anna, Zach Ambus at 9 a game. Bryce Cobb has played very well. The 6-foot senior is averaging 5 points a game. Drew Dosick at 5, Hayden Hulskamp at 4. Boy, if those young men can bump those per game averages up 2-3 points, that will help Anna be a scoring threat from different points on the floor.
Right. I mean, last week when we did our when we watched Lormie and Anna.
Right.
McCain just got, he got no help that night. He had a terrific game, got the ball to the rim, and he did a great job, but people are talking to me. I lost my concentration, but, you know, he is a terrific basketball player. Gets to the rim, shoots the three from as long a range as I've ever seen in high school, and he does have to get some help. I mean, they could be a contender, you know, to win some games as long as the supporting cast comes around for them.
I asked Fairlawn coach Dennis Davis a few minutes ago what's in store for McCain Finkenbein of Anna tonight, and he said we've got all five ready to guard him, maybe as many as three at one time.
Well, they need to start about midcourt,
right?
And it always sounds good, and you always come in with a game plan to shut somebody down that's a scorer like this, but doing it, preparing and doing it are two different things with McCain Finkenbein.
Yep. McCain threw in 46 in a game earlier this year against Indian Lake. Anna won that game by only 6 points. So, again, that stresses the importance of everybody around McCain pitching in. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Tonight's big game between Fairlawn and Anna also offers key building components for the Anna Rockets tonight. McCain Finkenbein has got to get his. He'll probably score somewhere between 25 and 30. Others like Zach Ambus and Hayden Uhlskamp need to pitch in and get 10 or a dozen as well. For the Fairlawn Jets, boy, they need to play the stingiest defense they will play all year long here tonight to slow down McCain Finkenbein. And the Jets need a good scoring night from Dominic Davis and Drew Westerbeck. It's a very good senior-sophomore combo. Dominic and Drew, they need to make points for Fairlawn. Key building components for these two clubs here tonight. And remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulze Company can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight. A lot of gratitude to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A. Your number one insurance agency again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And thanks as well to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. New sponsors include the cell phone shop, Harshman Road in North Dayton. That's an extension of Needmore. Head southeast off Needmore down to Harshman. The cell phone shop will fix your phone while you wait, even water damage. The Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victrushealth.com. Psalm McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. We've got starting lineups in the tip for tonight's game coming up. We're going to take a one-minute radio station break. Please stand by at the radio station. We'll return in 60 seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We will return in 90 seconds. We've got the start of this game, Fairlawn and Anna, in 90 seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral pre-arrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com.
So many thanks to the cell phone shop in North Dayton. If you've got a mobile phone glitch, we're the fix. The cell phone shop, 2041 Harshman in the Harshman Plaza off I-75 Dignitore Road Southeast. It extends right into Harshman. Mention Scores Broadcast, get 15% off at the cell phone shop. We fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging button, camera, speaker, home button, even water damage. The cell phone shop. Need more to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast. Get 15% off. That's the cell phone shop. Call 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. The cell phone shop, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. I've been there, and they do wonders with your phone. They'll turn it into a brand new one again. Anna Rockets in the road, green, white numerals, white and black trim. Fairlawn Jets, the home white from top to bottom. And those bright blue numerals, what would you call the Fairlawn Jet shade of blue?
Oh, I would say that it's not royal. It's more of a Duke.
A Duke blue.
Yeah.
Well, how about that? Dominic Davis right out of the gate for the Fairlawn Jets. He grabbed the opening tip, went down into the corner, and then carved out space in the baseline and dropped in a 15-footer. Here is Anna trying to retaliate. It's Bryce Cobb, a foul line J off to the left, no good. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow will favor the Anna Rockets, who start Zach Ambus, 5'11", a senior at guard, with Bryce Cobb, 6 feet tall, a senior. On the arc, McCain Finkenbein Hayden Yulescamp, a 6'1 junior. Grant Albers in the middle, a 6'4 senior. Finkenbein gets a darn near moving screen from Albers, enters the lane, goes right corner to Ambus. He sizes up a triple. Oh, it spun around like a top three times and came out. Rebound Albers, powers to the rim. Great block from behind, but Fairlawn. Outstanding defensive play by the Jets, who come running down the floor, all the way to the rack, lay it up, no good. Rebound tipped up, it's missed. Scrap for the loose ball, kicked out of bounds, far side of the court. Jets lead 2-0. They've come to play tonight, Chuck. Yeah.
Well, that's a good start. I mean, Anna's got to get their offense rolling a little bit.
Fairlawn Jets opening up starting five with Dalton Davis, 5'7" freshman. Dominic, his brother, senior, 6 feet tall, 15 points a game. Here's Gavin Landry with the ball, sophomore, averaging 7 a game. He angles in from the left side of the court, and the ball is fumbled away out of bounds. It goes to Anna. Dominic Davis on Finkenbein at the moment. That will be quite a duel. 2-0 Fairlawn. We played 90 seconds. Anna yet to get on the board. Here's Albers posting up. Pivots, almost walked, threw it up with the left hand, overshot it. Rebound taken down by Drew Westerbeck of Fairlawn. He brings it up the floor, flips it to Dalton Davis. Coming out high to catch is Logan Hollenbacher. Now Dominic Davis, good bounce pass down inside to Hollenbacher, then on the arc to Dalton Davis. Here's a floater in the lane, off the rim, backboard, rim again, no, rebound Anna. 2 minutes gone in this game, 2-0 Fairlawn. Bryce Cobb's got it on the arc for the Jets. Throws to Albers, foul line, doesn't shoot, he's left open. Won't let it fly, though. Flips it back out to Finkenbein. Anna resets the attack. How about this? Anna scoreless for 2 minutes and 20 seconds here at the outset. Jets playing superb defense at the start of this game. Now picking up McCain Finkenbein is Landry. Here's a long three from the right flank. Swish! Bryce Cobb let it fly. He air-mailed it home, and Anna's got the lead 3-2. Fumble ball at midcourt. The Jets go into the backcourt and trace it down. It's Westerbeck. Finkenbein almost took it away. Deep right corner, Landry. Goes around a couple players. Oh, it's blocked. Good defensive play. As Yulescamp and Albers got a piece of the shot from Landry, and the loose ball was gobbled up by the Rockets. 3 minutes gone, opening quarter, 3-2 Anna. Ambus 25 feet out at long range, goes to Albers. Left flank Cobb. Cobb looks for the cutter. Ambus can't find him. Now Yulescamp. McCain Finkenbein hiding off in the left-hand corner. Being checked by Drew Westerbeck at the moment. Second different player to guard him in this contest so far. Now Finkenbein's got it. 15 feet away. Back to the basket. Ducks under. Leans in. Hits it. Oh, that's a tricky maneuver.
How strong is that?
4:30 left in the opening quarter. 5-2 in favor of Anna. Finkenbein has got post moves for a guard at 6'1". He's a 6'1", 180, and as Chuck noted, he is extremely strong. And he'll go right through you like a post player down within 7 or 8 feet from the cup. Ball knocked out of bounds by Anna. Jets will throw in, trailing 5-2, 4:15 to go first quarter. Dominic Davis has scored the only bucket so far for Fairlawn. Inbounds it on the arc to the three-point shooter, Gavin Landry. It is overshot, and the loose ball rebound to Finkenbein. Takes a blind pass down inside to Yulescamp, who muffed it. Jets have got it. Here comes Fairlawn, and the Jets kick it. It's rolling. Anna got a piece of it out of bounds to the Jets.
I'll tell you what, when McCain Finkenbein has the basketball, you can't be thinking shot if you're a teammate. You better have your hands ready to catch a pass because he passes the ball as well as he shoots it.
And the officials confer and get it right. It was fumbled last out of bounds by Fairlawn. Anna ball instead, 5-2 Rockets, 3:55 to go first quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Here's Ambus navigating the lane, drops it off to Albers low in the right. He's behind the backboard now, gives it up to Cobb in the left corner. Bingo! Cobb from downtown, a three-pointer. Wow, he's flipped in a couple.
Bryce has six.
Good shooting from Cobb. We highlighted him in the pregame. 3:27 to go in the first. Here's Dominic Davis into a thicket of players. Low post left. Anna got a mitt on the ball. Davis walked before it was smacked away by the Rockets. Good interior defense by Anna. McCain Finkenbein, a marked man for Anna. Dominic Davis, a marked man for Fairlawn tonight. Defense is keying on those two young men. 3:15 to go, first quarter, 9-2. Anna Finkenbein, 35 feet away. Slings it down low to Hulskamp. Left corner, Amos, high arching triple. Glanced off the rim, no good. Rebound over the back against the Jets. Good call. Called on 6'1 sophomore Aiden Haynes, who's in off the bench for Coach Davis. Ball being inbounded by Anna, lobbed into the lane to Finkenbein.
Wow.
Oh, there's an example. There's an example of the muscle and the leaping ability he can offer. He went up like a center, a pivot player, caught the inbounds pass in the lane. He skied and then flipped it in.
Not a very good pass, but he made it work.
Yeah, sure did. 10-2, Anna, timeout called. Under 3 to go, first quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
2 seconds under 3 minutes remaining here in the first quarter of play. Fairlawn got the first bucket of this contest in the opening 10 to 15 seconds, Joe.
Yep, then a 10-0 run after that for the Rockets.
Nothing since for the Jets. They've been blanked for nearly 5 minutes. 10-2 in favor of Anna. Here's a long left-hand jumper from the right wing. Westerbeck cans it. It's a triple for Fairlawn. Boy, he's a nifty shooter. Good stroke. Just a sophomore, averaging a dozen game, plus nearly five rebounds at 5'11". 10-5, Anna. Finkenbein's got the ball on the arc, high left. Davis pinches him tightly. Right side of the floor, Hulskamp. Backs his man down. Ball being worked around by Anna. And we got a travel out in the arc. Chase Murray is in for the Rockets. Good defense by Fairlawn causing the miscue. 2:14 to go first quarter. 10-5, Anna leads.
Amos made the move on top, but he shuffled his feet.
Six players in backcourt now. Three white shirts, three green ones. Ball pitched ahead to Westerbeck. Hit the elbow in the right. Cuts through the lane. Loops it left corner to Dalton Davis. Dalton Davis, a good-looking ninth grader. Here's a jump shot from the right flank by Dominic Davis. Swisheroo. It was a triple. Inches behind the arc. Good floater by Dominic. All netting. McCain Finkenbein out of control. Barging into the lane area. Big-time collision. Bodies fly. Didn't look like the Jets were set. And it was called offensive. Anna coaches in the background commenting on the fact they didn't like the call.
It was not a good call.
Minute 43 to go, first quarter. Jets down the floor, trailing 10-8. Here's Westerbeck cutting into the lane. Nice dish to a teammate low on the left. Gavin Landry can't get it to go, but he's hooked on the arm, and he gets two. Fine penetration by Westerbeck to set it up. Tell you what, Chuck, I see some really promising young players on this Jets roster.
If you look down the roster, I have never seen one like this. You got two seniors and all freshmen and not a junior on the team, and that just tells you the junior class just really let them down. But with these young kids out here getting this time, I think the future looks pretty good for them.
Gavin Landry, two shots at the stripe for Fairlawn. Feather-like touch of the first one. It bounced all around, and kerplunk, it fell through. Second one is too hard. Rebound volleyballed around. Hulskamp saves it into Ambus. And the Anna Rockets get a timeout. 91 seconds to go, first quarter. 10-9 Jets trailing Anna by one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
And so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM to our radio station sponsors. They include Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and DC Sports in Sydney. They were a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from all around. We're at Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers Tavern in Botkins. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific. Strip loin steak dinner is just $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. McCain Finkenbein just missed a long three-pointer. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Got a scrum for a loose ball at Fairlawn's end. A couple of white shirts, a couple of green shirts. Arrow favors the Jets. 10-9, Anna up one. Been a streaky game. 2-0 Fairlawn at the start. Then 10 in a row by Anna, then 7 straight by Fairlawn.
Now that's been two runs here.
Yep. Ball being inbounded below the rim by the Fairlawn Jets, lobbed out high to Landry, who makes a nifty catch up over the top of Finkenbein. Ball given to Westerbeck. He's at the elbow on the left. Slings it cross court to Landry. Landry for Fairlawn goes to Dominic Davis. Baseline right to a teammate. Backing down. Aiden Haynes. Back to Dominic.
Wow.
Baseline right. Jumper. 12-footer. Bullseye. He's got it.
That's good defense by Ambus. And he just went over, elevated over top. Nice jump shot.
Yep. Dominic's made two from about the same spot on the floor. And the Jets have got the lead 11-10. 6 seconds to go. First quarter. Here's McCain Finkenbein. Step back three over Dominic Davis. Makes it at the buzzer. NBA style. McCain Finkenbein with a long Hail Mary triple, lifting Anna to a 13-11 lead over Fairlawn after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I am Jack, along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie, Fairlawn Jets Jim, scene of tonight's action. Anna, thanks to the Finkenbein three at the buzzer to end the first quarter, leads the Jets 13-11. Here's Finkenbein on the loose to start quarter number two, and he hits a running shot from the right wing. Well, he started gliding toward the basket 25 feet away, wound up going airborne about 10 feet out, and swished it. Two straight goals by Finkenbein, and up four, 15 to 11. Here's a back down maneuver by Fairlawn's Aiden Hayes, baseline left, and Haynes lost it. It rolled into the corner. He tried to save it back in and couldn't. It's Anna's possession. Fairlawn Jets had a brief one-point lead in this game, 11-10, in the waning seconds of the first quarter. Also scored the first bucket of this game and led 2-0. Anna trying to get untracked. Top of the circle with the ball for the big green is Chase Murray. Murray in off the bench, 6'2" junior. Hands it off 25 feet away to Drew Dussek, 5'11" junior. He darts into the middle of the floor. Baseline right to Chase Murray. He's in among the trees. Two white jerseys on him, and he drops it in. Hit the backboard, the rim hung, and in it went.
Went up strong that time. Had a lot of contact.
17-11 in favor of Anna. Seven straight for the Rockets. Dominic Davis with a push-off. Outside the arc on the left, he leaned into the defender who was on him like glue. Offensive foul call.
Yeah, he stuck an arm out, but they weren't going to get away with that one because it was right in front of the Anna bench, and all the coaches made that call.
6:39 to go, second quarter, 17-11 in favor of Anna. Bodkins leads the Shelby County Athletic League with a 3-0 mark. Rushi 3-0, tied with Bodkins. Two-way deadlock. Rushi playing Jackson center tonight. Bodkins is meeting Houston. We'll keep our eye on a score for you from Jackson center and Rushi. Anna here at Fairlawn tonight. Fort Loramie idle. Fort Loramie 3-2. Redskins have played five games, most of any Shelby County athletic team in the league so far. Fort Loramie 2 losses, Jackson Center 2 losses, Anna 2 losses. A turnover at the right end of the floor by Anna. Then the Jets turn it right back, and Anna gets a breakout drive to the rim by Drew Dussek. Look at his speed. He took off and he flew to the basket. 19-11, nine straight points by Anna, which is barged on top by 8. 5:53 to go here in the second quarter. These two teams tonight vying for a second victory in order to stay relevant in the Shelby County Athletic League. Ball lost far side of the court by Dalton Davis, and he pleads his case to the official. He says, no, it went off white. Green ball. Zach Ambus, midcourt, picked up by Dalton Davis outside the arc to Finkenbein. Dominic on him. There's a screen 25 feet away by Murray. Finkenbein lost it momentarily, got it back. He's at cross court to Ambus, and he strolls along the baseline behind the backboard, received a shove. It's a common foul. 5:29 left here in the second quarter, 19-11 in favor of Anna. So many thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And also a big thank you to Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Chris North, 498-7282. Fairlawn makes a mistake, turns it over. Jets get it back. Fairlawn high right, handling the basketball is Hollenbacher. On a weave, it goes to Dalton Davis. Here's Dominic floating up a fadeaway from the right corner. Oh, it rimmed. Long rebound to Dalton Davis. He chucks one up, wide left, rebound Anna. 8-point lead Rockets, 4:50 left, second quarter. Finkenbein penetrates, leaves it for Ambus in the right wing. He hoists up a bomb, no, off the flange. Long board ricochets to the Jets. Forecourt left, it's Drew Westerbeck. Westerbeck on the bounce. Feeds it right side of the floor to Dominic. Straight away to Westerbeck. Anna's defense has gotten stingy. Good hedge out on top by Anna. Ball rotated right corner to Westerbeck. Dribble drive into the lane. Runs with the left hand toward the rim. Arches it up short. Rebound Anna scooting the other way. Carter Siegel. Look at him go. The football quarterback blitzed his way down the field. Or I should say the court. Went all the way to the rack with the left arm. Slung it up there. Banked it down. Received contact. And he's at the stripe. An add-on situation here for Carter Siegel. Wow.
That's what you like to see. He took the bump. His eyes never left the rim. And that's how you make the basket on contact.
It looked like a quarterback draw. He was off and running. Free throw around and out to the left. No good. 21-11 in favor of Anna. 4:11 to go in the second quarter. Dominic Davis for Fairlawn. He's at the midcourt stripe. Picked up by Imbus. Poked away. Knocked into backcourt. Traced down on the play by Fairlawn's Dalton Davis. Throws high post for a teammate. Good overplay by Yulskamp. He stole it. Fed it down the floor to a teammate. Running hard to the rim goes Bryce Cobb. It is busted up on the play by Fairlawn and goes out of bounds. 3:51 left here in the second quarter. 10-point lead for the Rockets, who inbounds right of the rim. It's Finkenbein looking. Lobs it way out back to number four. It's Ambus at the Jets logo at midcourt. Left side throw, Carter Siegel. Siegel picked up a Landry. Yulskamp sets a pick. Yulskamp rolls. Ball doesn't go to him, though. Instead, it is rotated around the top to Ambus on the right wing. Ambus on the bounce. Chest pass, cross court to Bryce Cobb. Good defense by Fairlawn. 10-point lead, Anna. 21-11, 3:23 left, second quarter. Here's a good feed out high. Yulskamp finds Finkenbein, slicing through the lane, caught it, hesitation, and scored off the backboard. 23-11, Anna. Anna Rockets D is over, playing tightly, making it tough on the Jets to start their offense. And head coach Dennis Davis needs a timeout. 3:07 left, second quarter, 23-11. Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize for you an auto, home, life, or business insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. After the timeout by the Jets, a jump ball ensued. Arrow favors Fairlawn, which trails by a dozen now. Fairlawn needs a run before the halftime break to make this interesting in the third quarter. Posting up down inside, Fairlawn, shot banked, eight-footer straight away, Hollenbacher, no good, long rebound to Ambus, Ambus on the loose, down the floor for Anna, goes all the way to the rack, tipped away by Fairlawn, touched by the Jets last, out of bounds. Anna wants to run, and with each and every misplay by Fairlawn, Anna takes the ball and pushes it very fast. 2:37 to go, second quarter, 23-11 in favor of Anna. Good ball rotation on top for Bryce Cobb, and he jettisons a three off to the right. Long rebound jets quickly down the floor. Westerbeck, look at him go to work.
Wow.
He took it 60 feet. Wow. Went all the way down the right sideline into the corner. Got space in the baseline, went up and under for a deuce with the left hand. Westerbeck makes it 23-13. Anna's lead is 10 after the Jets' basket. Posting up down low on the right, it's Finkenbein. Off-balance fadeaway from 7, much too hard, but he's bodied and fouled in the act of shooting, and he's awarded 2. 2:06 to go here in the second quarter. A reminder to our radio station board operator, we'll have a two-minute radio station break. At the end of the first half, I will let you know. Two shots, Finkenbein. The first is dead center. 24-13 in favor of Anna, which has made life difficult for Fairlawn at the Jets' offensive end.
Oh, absolutely. Their defense has been very stingy tonight.
Yes. Finkenbein drills both shots at the stripe. 12-point lead for Anna. Down the floor, high right, Dominic Davis feeds it to Landry. He bolts into the lane, and it's punched away from behind by Finkenbein. Alert play by him. Out of bounds, it rolls. Jets will throw in directly below the basket. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank at Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Miscue by the Jets leads to a quick bucket at the other end by Anna.
Yeah, Carter Siegel outran him to the other end, shot a layup.
Carter Siegel looking good in the sub role here tonight, coming off the bench. Long triple try, Dominic Davis, no good off the back iron. Anna strides the other way fast. Finkenbein hits a leaner in the paint, but wipe it out, foul before the shot. Ball out of bounds to Anna, baseline left. A minute 21 to go, second quarter. 27-13 Rockets. Finkenbein looks for Grant Albers. And then he sails one into backcourt where it's tracked down by Siegel. Siegel up the floor against Nolan Kramer. C-R-A-M-E-R, not with a K like me. Nolan, a 6-foot sophomore. As we've noted a couple of times, this is a 9th and 10th grade laden roster for Fairlawn. Here's Siegel managing to wedge out space into the lane, draws a lot of contact. He goes down, and he's awarded a couple at the stripe here. 59.6 to go in the second quarter, 27-13. Anna leads Fairlawn. This was a tight game through the entire first period, and then Anna decided to take charge here in the second 8 minutes. Foul shot, Carter Siegel, yes. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. As Carter Siegel sinks 2 free throws and ups the Anna cushion to 16, the biggest of the game at 29-13 with a minute to go here in the first half. You will benefit from that 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. Oh, precision right there on that long 3-point shot by Gavin Landry. He hoisted in a beauty. We were looking at the shot from right behind Gavin, and he sent that one home like radar. It was perfect. 29-16, Finkenbein tries to weave his way in along the left baseline. Cluster of players, a couple of white shirts, somebody hacked down on his arm, and Finkenbein's got 2 with 24.3 to go in the first half, 29-16 Rockets. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall and Anna, just a call away, 937-538-0513, drywall done right the Riemann way. Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business the clean, eye-catching, professional look. The Kane Finkenbein drops in a pair at the stripe and extends Anna's spread to 31-16. 15-point difference. Fairlawn with the ball. Final 20 seconds here of the first half. Radio station break coming up when our first half ends. We will cue our board operator. Here's Landry on the arc for Fairlawn with 9 to play. Dominic Davis circles right, then back to the left, down the lane, in traffic, banked it in. Good play by Dominic Davis. 1 second left, Ambus at midcourt for Anna. Long shot, chest high in the air to the right, no good. And the first half finishes with Anna holding a 13-point lead over the Fairlawn Jets at the intermission break. Anna won the JV game. Anna leads right now by 13 in the varsity tilt. 2-minute radio station break is coming up right now on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
It is halftime here at the Fairlawn Jets High School gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Anna 31, Fairlawn 18 at the intermission. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, AAG Inc. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Fairlawn stayed close early. Real good second quarter by Anna.
Well, it was. And Fairlawn's only got 3 young men that have scored. That kind of hurts you a little bit. They're 11-9 rebounding advantage for the Rockets. The Jets have a 3-1 offensive rebounding. 6 turnovers by Fairlawn, 3 for Anna. The Rockets went to the free throw line 7 times, made 6. Fairlawn went twice, made 1. Individual scoring for the Rockets became Finkenbein with 15. Then it drops down to Bryce Cobb, who had a nice 2 threes in the first quarter for 6. Carter Siegel, a good second quarter, had 6. They got 2 from Chase Murray off the bench, and they got 2 from Drew Dosick. He scored 13 and 18, 31 for the first half. On the other side, Fairlawn, Dominic Davis with 9, Drew Westerbeck with 5, and Gavin Landry with 4. They scored 11 and 7, trail at 31 to 18 at the half.
Hey, this is a very young Fairlawn team, Chuck, and as we've remarked a couple times, it's got promise, a good road ahead.
It does. I think the only thing that is going to be the problem is I don't think any of these kids are going to grow 6 inches in the next year. So they need a little size coming up from behind them. But you're right, they got some real talent.
And when you speak of size, that historically the last several years, more often than not, has been the hang-up at Houston.
Yep.
And more often than not here at Fairlawn as well, but certainly at Houston, you've got to have a little size to flex your muscle on the inside. Just ask Botkin, 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", go to the Trojans.
Yeah, and they're pretty good, pretty successful.
And speaking of Botkins, we've got their game on Sunday, 12:30 tip. 12 noon airtime, Botkins and Springfield Shawnee from the Elk Elite Showcase at Centerville High School. Botkins is playing Houston tonight. Jackson Center is on the road at Rushi. We'll pass along a score when we have it. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. 31-18 Anna over the Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We welcome you back here to Fairlawn. The Anna Rockets lead the Fairlawn Jets 31-18 after two quarters of play. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, founding partner here on ScorersBroadcast.com. We simply could not have been conceived without the support and assistance from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. Thank you so much, Roger Dietrich, Mary Lee Smock, all the staff and associates at LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scorers founding partner. Thank you for the great support. LaCal Equipment goes out of its way here on ScorersBroadcast.com to highlight student athletes who excel on the court, on the field, and in the classroom. Tonight we talk briefly about the Anna cheerleaders. We've highlighted the three senior cheerleaders before. There are four junior cheerleaders for Anna: Bree Metzler, Brooke Pettis, Marissa Smith, and Jace Billing. Senior cheerleaders for Fairlawn: Chloe Wygant, Emma Jameson, Callie Withrow, and Abby Swearingen. Recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. Thank you so much, LaCal, L-A-C-A-L. Born in L.A., California, moved to Jackson Center, Ohio in the early 1980s. Anna 31, Fairlawn 18. We commence play here in the third period. Ambus has got the ball in the arc for the Rockets. Leaves it for Albers straight away. High left. It goes to Cobb. Cobb goes baseline, little avenue toward the rim. Blocked away by Fairlawn. Out of bounds off a green jersey last.
Yeah, it hit him on the way out of bounds. Albers kind of took a look at a three that time and then passed it up.
Zach Ambus, Bryce Cobb, McCain Finkenbein, Hayden Yuleskamp, Grant Albers on the floor for Anna. For the Jets, it's Drew Westerbeck, Dominic Davis, Dalton Davis. Aiden Haynes starts in the middle. And Gavin Landry is the fifth player out there for the homestanding white-shirted Fairlawn Jets. Landry's got the ball baseline left. Flips it back on the arc to Dalton Davis. A minute gone, third quarter. The cutter is Landry. Bounce pass to him. He was in traffic, lost it. Anna got it, busted out the other way. McCain Finkenbein barreled 70 feet down the floor, laid it in on the back iron, and he was slapped on the arm as he put it through.
Sad that you either foul and make sure he doesn't get the ball up to the rim, or you let him shoot the layup. You don't do that.
Anna so gifted at turning your mistakes, your turnovers, into run-out baskets at the other end. Free throw by Finkenbein short. He did not complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 33-18, 15-point spread. Anna in front. Minute 12 gone here in the third quarter. Here's a drive into the paint area. Dalton Davis for Fairlawn. Arching one-hander. Got it. Nice play.
Under control, Brian.
Dalton Davis. Good-looking shot. Ninth grader. Doesn't look like a freshman, does he, Chuck?
He's a solid-looking kid.
Appears to be more like a seasoned junior, maybe. Grant Albers is loose down to the inside. The green jersey lays it up for Anna. It rim came out, no good. Rebound Fairlawn, stolen by Anna. And it's heaved up the floor. Haste makes waste. Turnover. Rockets. 6:18 left in the third. 33-20 in favor of Anna. Jets by no means out of this. Fairlawn within 13.
Well, Dalton Davis just hit a basket and his dad took him out.
I'm sure he will be right back in there.
Oh, just kidding.
Mighty quick. Top of the circle, Westerbeck for the Jets on a weave to Landry. And a wraparound foul called out of the arc by the Rockets. It goes against Bryce Cobb. Anna Bench thought that was a little nitpicky.
It might have been a little bit, but he sure got a stare down after questioning it.
Fairlawn inbounds, 25 feet away. Westerbeck dribbles with the left hand. Goes around Albers somehow in the lane. Hooked it up, missed it, no good. Rebound Anna. Finkenbein, chest pass, left corner Ambus. Ambus swings it to the foul line. Oh, a good feed on right. The inside. Albers closes it out.
Albers took it to the opposite side and used the rim. That was a nice play.
What a pass by Ambus. Albers on the finish. 35-20. in favor of Anna, and the Anna bench has just been teed up.
Well, like I said, he stared him down after he said, are you kidding? So you knew that was coming.
5:39 left to go here in the third quarter. Rockets have a 15-point lead. Last field goal was produced by Albers on the inside for the Anna Rockets. And shortly thereafter, that resulted in a technical foul on the Anna bench. I think the Rockets thought Albers was fouled as he scored.
He was.
Free throw, Dominic Davis is good. 35-21 Anna. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too, at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. The take-home test for the coronavirus is available for $32. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Close 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well. How did Dominic Davis do on the two technical free throws?
One out of two.
He split the pair. Fairlawn has just jacked up a long three, missed it. Rebound down to Finkenbein, bolts into the lane. Turkey jerky move in the paint, feeds to Hulskamp, right flank, 15-footer no good. Rebound, Albers. Fairlawn had a hand on the ball but fouled him down low. Albers at the stripe with two. 4:56 to go, third quarter, 35-21 in favor of Anna. Albers spots up at the charity stripe here. Fires it off to the left, no good. Second shot coming. Fort Loramie idle in the Shelby County Athletic League tonight, no game. Fort Loramie plays Versailles in the throwback contest in the old Versailles High School gym tomorrow night. Jackson Center and Rushi playing at the Raiders gym. When we get a score, we'll pass it along to you.
From what I understand, they're playing in the old gym at Versailles because they have some big, big wrestling meet that they set up. Because I was hoping they just didn't move it to that dump just to play a game there.
We'll have Botkins in action for you against Springfield Shawnee at the Elite Elk Showcase at Centerville. Noon airtime on Sunday. That's right. Both teams unbeaten. Botkins 5-0 going into play tonight. Springfield Shawnee 4-0. Going into play tonight. Fairlawn Jets turn it over down to our right. Miscue. Anna's got it. High low. Ambus for Albers. Overthrew him. Ill advised.
Well, even if Grant catches that, where is he going with it?
35-21 and up 14. 4:23 to go here in our third quarter. Six players in backcourt. Token pressure from Anna. Landry bounces into Westerbeck. Finkenbein gets a hand on it and stabs it out of bounds. Landry inbounding again. Slings it up the left side to Dominic Davis on the go. Top of the circle, foul line. Passes to a teammate, deflected. Good play, but Finkenbein coming up from behind. Finkenbein throws right corner to Cobb. Steps inside the arc. Missed it short. Rebound pinballed to Ambus. Fires to Finkenbein left corner for a triple. Buries it. Too much time. You give him a look that long, you can just about write it down.
Well, good job. They got in scatter court on the offensive rebound, and he was spotted up in the corner.
38-21, Anna's biggest spread, 17. 3:46 to go in the third quarter. Shot missed in the lane by the Fairlawn Jets, but a good rebound down low on the left. Nicely done by Hollenbecker. Haynes fired up the 15-footer. Hollenbecker got the rebound. And he was jabbed from behind. Two free throws here. Hollenbacher. Logan Hollenbacher missed it. Off the back brace. Two changes for Anna. As Cobb and Hulskamp come out. The Seagull is back on the floor for the Rockets along with Drew Dosick.
Second foul shot is in by Hollenbacher. 38-22. The lead is 16 for Anna. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. 30 feet away on the right, it's Drew Dosick. Goes opposite, 30 feet away on the left to McCain-Finkenbein. Tries to enter to the post. Ill-advised throw again, no chance.
Yeah, that was a very bad passing angle.
Yep. Stolen by the Jets, who bring it down. Here's Dominic Davis. Picked up out high by Drew Dosick. Right flank, Dalton Davis. Tries to weave his way into the lane. Makes a tough pass cross court. Punched up in the air by Anna. Stolen. Finkenbein hustling down the floor. Crossover dribble into the lane. Made a miraculous scooper. It went in about two bounces after he was fouled. Common foul. Ball out of bounds. Side court. Or I should say beneath the rim to Ambus of Anna. 16-point spread. 38-22 Anna. Inbound to the Finkenbein. Took a Euro step in the lane and then was chopped up on the arm. He's awarded two shots. 3 minutes even left in the third quarter. 38-22 Anna. Fairlawn's last lead, I think, was at 11-10.
11-10.
Final seconds, first period. Jets were up one. Finkenbein drained a triple to end that opening stanza. To give Anna a two-point edge, and the Rockets have slowly but surely turned up the heat and added to the difference in this game since. Finkenbein at the foul stripe, shoots the first one in, second one is hard, long rebound Fairlawn. Dominic Davis at midcourt. Picked up tightly on the play by Drew Dosick. Here's a good drive to the rim. Fine pass. Good finish by Aiden Haynes, who got the goal.
Yeah, he did. I tell you what, that was Dominic Davis. Great entry pass.
Yep, he dealt a terrific assist to a teammate to make it 39-24. Anna tries to drive. Finkenbein is in tight quarters, lost it. Fairlawn sprinting the other way, driving down the court, Drew Westerbeck, and he is bothered from behind, fouled by Anna. Coming up from the rear, Ambus hindered him. Ruled in the act of shooting. Couple free throws here for Drew Westerbeck. A chance for Fairlawn to get back within 13. And Westerbeck swishes the foul shot. 39-25 in favor of Anna. Second free throw out to the right. Rebound snared on the play by the Rockets, Jace Murray. Murray back in. Saw first half action, 6'2" junior. Dribble drive, Dosick on the arc to Albers. Hand off to Finkenbein. Finkenbein dribbles. Picks up his dribble. Looks to the post. Goes to Murray. Baseline right, Albers. Albers off balance. Offensive foul. He ran over a white jersey for Fairlawn. 2 minutes, 7 seconds to go. Third quarter, 39-25. Anna leads. And the Rockets crowd voices some jeers at that last call.
I was kind of blocked there. Couldn't tell.
2 minutes even left here in the third quarter. 14-point spread. Forecourt left for the Jets. It's Westerbeck. Gave it up to Dalton Davis. Dalton on the bounce. Gives it up straight away to Dominic Davis. Off a screen goes Dominic. Hooks it back cross court to Hollenbacher in the corner. On top to Westerbeck. He jumps into a three ball and hits it. Westerbeck drills a long one, and here come the Jets. Once down 17, the Anna lead has been trimmed to 11. 99 seconds to go, third quarter on Scores, broadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
And thanks to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors here on our presentation of high school basketball tonight. Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports in Sydney. Anna's possession up 11. It was 17. Finkenbein back to the basket, tries to throw to a cutter in the lane. It's popped up in the air by Fairlawn, goes out of bounds. Off the Jets last.
And a little stagnant in their offense here in the second half so far.
Yep, a little lazy. Baseline right, Ambus to throw in bounds. Lobbing into the lane for Finkenbein, and Fairlawn's in his way. He can't collect the pass. Jets have got it. Opportunity to slice the deficit to single digits. Baseline left, Hollenbacher missed it off the back brace. Rebound comes down to Anna, taken away by Dosik. Out to Finkenbein. A minute two to go, third quarter. Anna up 11. Finkenbein, 25 feet away, gets a screen. Foul line, dribble drive into the lane.
Oh.
Neat handoff at the last instant to a teammate. Caught and scored, but Chase Murray.
That's what happens. You got your hands ready, and he's going to get you a layup.
Assist Finkenbein. 48 seconds to go in the third. Great steal. Far side of the floor by Drew Dusick. Down to Finkenbein. Into the paint area. Dropped it off short. Hit the rim. Rebound. Anna Siegel's got it. And he is bothered from behind while trying to steer in the rebound. And he gets two at the stripe with 38.2 to go. Third quarter, 41-28 in favor of Anna over the Jets. Carter Siegel with a pair. First foul shot, swish. Second one upcoming. 42-28, Anna. Jets make a substitution. Nolan Kramer, 6-foot sophomore, back on the floor. Carter Siegel bangs in both foul shots for the Rockets. And the green lead the blue, 43-28. Fairlawn Jets in the home white. Bright blue numbers. Anna wearing the green from top to bottom. White numerals. White and black trim down the sides of the shorts and jerseys. 21.2 to go in the third. 43-28 Anna. Dominic Davis with the ball 25 feet away. Comes to the right side of the floor. Dribbles between the legs. Spots up and shoots the three. Long. Rebound Finkenbein. Six to go. Finkenbein on the go. Motoring. Right side of the floor. Foul. Fairlawn caught up with him. Nearly tripped him. 2.7 remaining. It's a common personal. Five team fouls on Fairlawn make it six. Four on Anna. Of course, 7.5. And it's the 1-1. Anna will be in the bonus on the next foul on the Jets. Ball inbound to the Finkenbein. Catches and shoots from 35 feet. Off the iron. No good. Third quarter's in the books. Anna 43, Fairlawn 28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratcher, dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota. Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Jack McBee back here at the Fairlawn Gym. Halftime in Rushi, 25-22. Raiders lead the Tigers by three. Even Steven matchup, we thought it would be. Here it's 43-28. Anna on top of Fairlawn by 15. At the end of one, Bodkins leads Houston 16-9 at the Wildcats Gymnasium. Anna Rockets with possession. Opening drive to start the fourth quarter of play and trying to penetrate and go down inside as Aiden Haynes has it blocked and taken away from him by Anna. Here come the Rockets, left corner Siegel. Good bounce pass to the cutting Finkenbein. Oh, and he dives right through the Fairlawn defense and kisses one in off the backboard. 45-28, 17-point lead Anna. Dominic Davis down the floor to Dalton Davis, back to Dominic. They are brothers, sons of head coach Dennis Davis. And the ball is pinballed up in the air by Drew Dosek as Dominic Davis was looking for a teammate to flip the ball to, and alertly Anna pried the ball free and earned a tie-up and the possession arrow. 1 minute gone here in the fourth. Drew Dosek, Hayden Hillscamp. Right wing, it's fed to Bryce Cobb. Siegel catches in the extreme corner. Finkenbein posts up in the paint. He's doubled, tripled on the arc to Siegel. Flips it behind him to Cobb, who hoists up a three. Swisheroo! Cobb from distance. Bryce Cobb, 6 foot senior.
Wow. He's three for three. Two threes.
On the mark is Cobb, shooting to perfection tonight. 48-28, Anna 20, biggest lead. Steal, taken away, Drew Dosek. He's got it at midcourt and goes half the length of the floor, driving layup good. Fairlawn needs a timeout as Anna's lead has swollen to 22. 6:28 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, at one point in the third quarter, Anna had pushed the advantage out to 38-21. Then back came Fairlawn, cut it to 39-28-11, and it's been doubled. 11-22, 50-28, Anna, 6:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dominic Davis, high dribble. Feeds it to Drew Westerbeck on the arc. Goes into the corner. Slings it back to Dalton Davis, 25 feet away. Dalton bounce pass to Dominic on the right flank. He puts it on the deck. Steps back. Shoots the long two. It hit the rim and then hit the clock above the backboard. A lot of times that doesn't get observed.
Yeah. That was a good call by the official.
That sometimes gets missed. Oftentimes you'll see a low-hanging cable or support chuck.
Right, those are the ones they miss a lot.
Yeah, maybe only, 15, 16 feet off the ground. The ball will graze it occasionally after glancing off the rim. Sometimes that gets missed. Good alertness there by the referees. Finkenbein, left corner, around one, two men, and he drew the two-shot foul. Finkenbein with a great first step. He's got a burst. Fairlawn down 22 after trailing by only 11 about 5 minutes or so ago. 50-28, Finkenbein, 1-1 for Anna, sinks it. He's got the bonus. 51-28 in favor of Anna, which is slowly but surely pulling away from Fairlawn here tonight at the Jets Gym. Finkenbein again. It hit the front rim, side rim, back rim. Rim on the left fell off. Rebound Jets. Here comes Dalton Davis motoring down the floor. Baseline left to Landry. Tries to shoot over Hjulskamp, who deflects it, takes it away. Good defense by Hayden Hjulskamp of the Anna Rockets. Down the floor to Cobb. Cobb pulls up, goes to Hjulskamp, baseline left. Tries to throw to Finkenbein, a cutter down the lane, and he is upended.
Boy, Hjulskamp got him in a load of trouble that time.
He sure did. Yeah. Every now and then I say that the player in the lane is immersed in a thicket. And it looked like Finkenbein had nowhere to go. He was bailed out. And it was a football tackle by Fairlawn. 1-1 for McCain Finkenbein, and it's good. 52-28, Anna.
This will be the 12th free throw that Finkenbein has shot.
Wow. 12th. Yeah, that's, he can devastate another club because you can't guard him to stop him from getting easy baskets. You have to foul.
You got to foul. That's what I said. You got to, he just is almost unstoppable.
And Chuck, if my numbers are correct, that's about 14 straight points by Anna, which led 39-28. It's now 53-28. Here is Fairlawn busting up the floor to the right corner. Timeout is called. 5:04 to go in the fourth. 53-28, Anna over Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And thanks so much to Knox Machinery. We say hello to Nick Meyer, who lives in Fort Loramie, sales engineer at Knox. And Jerry Garrett, general manager. Hi to him, too. Thanks for the support from Knox Machinery. Well, after the timeout by the Jets, guess what? Dominic Davis frees himself up, and he lofts in a high archer from three-point land right down through the cylinder.
And Dominic has 13 of their 31.
53-31 in favor of Anna. That field goal by Davis interrupts a string of points numbering 14 in a row by Anna. Rockets deep in the left corner. It is Cobb with the ball. Cobb picked up by Landry. Cobb fumbles. Landry bothered him. Looked like Cobb lost it off his leg. The officials confer it may stay with Anna. Rockets are cut a break. Be thrown in by Amos in the far left corner. 4:16 to go, fourth quarter. Zach Ambus sends one out back. Caught there by Chase Murray. Into the post, it goes to Finkenbein. Finkenbein is sandwiched, but two players heaves a pass out of bounds, does Finkenbein.
If Ambus was 6'3", that would have been a good pass.
Yeah. And he was going to need something on his hands like a catcher's mitt or a first baseman's glove.
Yeah, that was a hard pass.
4:06 to go in the fourth quarter. Fairlawn carelessly down the floor. Jets cough it up. Rockets get it. And we got a travel whistled. I'm not sure anybody really had possession long enough for a walk.
When he got it, he rolled over with it.
Okay.
And that is an automatic travel.
I stand corrected. 4:01 to go here in the fourth. 53-31 in favor of Anna, but 22 over the Jets. Finkenbein at midcourt on the bounce.
Left side throw. It goes to Drew Dosick. Ball thrown cross court to number 25, who is Chase Murray. Ball is revolved around the top of the circle. Dosick has it into Albers. Double teamed. The post player nearly has the ball yanked away. And he traveled eventually. It'll be Jets possession.
I'll tell you, I still like the fact, throw it in there in a game where you're up 22 and let Albers try to make some plays inside, make some post moves,
yep,
and try to maybe get him rolling as a 6'4 big for the Rockets.
Agreed. Yep. 3:20 left to go, fourth quarter. Dribble drive, Dalton Davis head of the key. Gives it up behind him to Drew Westerbeck, the left-hander. Westerbeck, a very good-looking sophomore. He's got it now. Here's a leaner setting up shop. Drew Dosick for Anna, and it's ruled a charge.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Westerbeck didn't jump stop soon enough. He went about a step or two too deep into Anna's defense and committed the offensive foul. 3:05 to go, fourth quarter. We'll have a two-minute radio station break when this game ends right at the end of the fourth quarter in a little less than 3 minutes. Top of the circle with the ball is Chase Murray. Looks for Finkenbein. Good overplay by Landry on the theft. Landry with a pickpocket down the floor to Dominic Davis. In the lane, overshot it. Long rebound, Dalton Davis. 15-footer bank, no. Dalton got it back. Missed it again. Rebound pinballed out of bounds. Fairlawn will not retain it. Anna ball. 2:36 to go, fourth quarter. 53-31, Anna. Wholesale substitutions by Nate Barhorst, 11th-year head coach for the Rockets. Fairlawn substituting freely as well. Fairlawn was 1-5 coming in overall, 1-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fairlawn will drop to 1-6, 1-4 in league action. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets will go to 4-3 on the season and will even up their league slate at 2-2. Albers cutting into the lane area, catches a pass, then gives it up into the corner. Anna throws it on the arc. Rockets rotate it around. Mason Carey is in, 6-foot sophomore. Dribble drive, Siegel. Goes back to Mason Carey. Bullseye! Long three-pointer by Carey.
He had a nice JV game. That's a good shot.
Mason Carey flipped one in from distance, 56-31. 25-point spread, biggest of the game. Here's a back cut by Fairlawn. Worked beautifully. Landry on the finish. Nice goal by Gavin Landry of the Jets. 56-33, a minute 42 to go in the fourth quarter. Albers out high, hangs onto the ball, and we've got a substitution. 30-second timeout. Head coach Nate Barhorst just to get a new player on the court.
I wish basketball would go to the soccer thing where they held up the thing with the numbers replacing.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
Minute 39.
Fouls, hold up cards.
Uh-huh. Minute 39 to go here in the fourth. I'd like to remind you about Jackson Center Pro Hardware. It's now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. That's right, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Greenville Pro Hardware, with specials 24-7. Great buys all the time. Dribble drive, Anna into the lane. Derek Madden, fine JV player, 6'3" sophomore, drove right down the center of the floor, tossed it up on the go. It hit the back rim. Foul or a violation, Chuck?
He just missed it. He got to the rim, hit the back flange, and Anna knocked it out of bounds.
Rebound out of bounds off Anna. Jets bring it down, and loose ball in the lane. Anna digs it out. Long heave down the floor. Driving layup, good by Carter Siegel. 58-33, 25-point difference. As I was saying, Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yingst. See Darren at his new location in Greenville. Call him at 330-524-3984. 330-524-3984. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get 20% off DeWalt Power Tools through the middle of this month. Actually, till Christmas. I'll update that.
plus 11% off solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. And at 418 South Broadway in Greenville, special prices and professional service at your local Pro Hardware stores. Anna Rockets dribble away the final 30 seconds, and that will do it. Anna turns back. A good first half bid from Fairlawn. Jets kept it pretty close into the first few minutes of the second half. Chopped Anna's lead to 11. Rockets ran off 14 straight and wound up winning this game by a final score of, what was it, Chuck?
58-33.
25-point difference, 58-33. Two-minute break, two-minute radio station break upcoming. Anna 58, Fairlawn 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at the Fairlawn Jets gym, where tonight the Anna Rockets have whipped Fairlawn by 25, 58-33. It was moderately close a few minutes into the second half of this game. Fairlawn trimmed a 17-point deficit down to 11, and then Anna spurted with 14 in a row, and it wound up being a 58-33 game. Steve and Ted's and Anna, your local friendly HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and excellent prices. We will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. That's what we'll do for you at Steve and Ted's. Flexible finance options available at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645, 628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Chuck, a peek at the scoring. Our Clancy stars of this game, Anna by 25 over Fairlawn tonight.
Well, if you look at the scoring for Fairlawn, they were led by Dominic Davis with 13. They got 9 out of Drew Westerbeck. He's going to be a good basketball player.
Yep.
6 from Gavin Landry, 2 each from
Dalton Davis and Aiden Haynes, and a free throw from Logan Hollenbeck. Packer. They scored 33 for the game. On the other side, Anna, led, of course, by McCain Finkenbein with 26. They got 10 out of Siegel, 9 out of Bryce Cobb. That was a good basketball game by both those young men.
Yep.
And my Clancy's players of the game, for Fairlawn, I'm going to go with Dominic Davis. And just to change it up, because I could give it to Finkenbein every time we see him, I'm going to go with Carter Siegel and Bryce Cobb. I thought they had nice games tonight for the Rockets.
Fine choices. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Nothing new to report on Jackson Center. Rushi, last we heard, three-point edge. Rushi starting the second half of play. Bodkins 33, Houston 17 at the end of three. Jacob Plyman's got 19 in that game. Sydney leads Troy by 9. That game is well into the second half at Sydney. Here, a 25-point win for Anna over Fairlawn as the Anna Rockets with the victory advance their overall mark on the season to 4-3, 2-2 in the Shelby County League. The Jets are now 1-6, 1-4 in league play. Anna's home to Minster tomorrow night, and then is home to Rushi on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Fairlawn Jets are at Bodkins next Thursday, then off till January 4th when the Jets play home to Mississinewa Valley. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, thank you so much. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right at Goffney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tips City, home of the big boy. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, SecureCom and Minster, SECURCOM, online, securecom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Again, our radio station sponsors, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports in Sydney. Our next high school sports presentation at noon on Sunday from Centerville High School. Bodkins meets Springfield Shawnee in a big game. It's the Elk Elite Showcase. The Elk Elite Showcase Sunday at noon. That's airtime here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Tip-off at 12:30. That game begins a four-contest event that extends in through the evening at Centerville High School, with the Centerville boys topping off the action at 7 that night against a club from New York.
Oh,
Elks,
okay.
Defending state champs in Division One boys high school basketball.
Yeah, by their coach played for Dave Zeller at Graham Brooks Cup, and he was a heck of a player.
Yep.
He was a coach on the floor when he played and is doing a heck of a job at Centerville.
So many thanks tonight to our online audience, our radio station audience as well, our radio station board operator. Thank you very much. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until Sunday at noon, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fairlawn, where the Anna boys have defeated the Fairlawn Jets by a final score of
58 to 33.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.